right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to season two of Chatter for Change. My name is Miles, and I'm joined with our other hosts today. We have Sarah and Carly with us. Say hey, guys.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And we are so happy to be with you today for a seasonal Christmas episode. So do you guys enjoy the holiday season, or are you not fans?
I love the holiday season. I love going to look at Christmas lights and Christmas parades and all kinds of things like that.
I do too, and especially being able to spend time with family and friends.
Of course. I love holiday lights too, Sarah. So we do have some little fun trivia games prepared for us today. We have a couple pages of trivia questions, and we're going to take turns reading the questions, and we're going to have each other see if we can figure out the answers. So we have some probably easier ones and some more difficult ones as well that we're going to see if we can't figure out. Do you want to start, Sarah?
Okay, I have the first few questions. The first question is, in A Christmas Story, what gift does Ralphie receive from his aunt?
Oh my gosh. Wait, is it a like a BB gun?
No.
Or is that something else?
Okay, my brother wore this to school last year, if that helps. He wore this outfit to school on, like, costume day.
I have no idea. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
It's a pink bunny suit.
Oh.
You remember when he wore that to school?
I kind of remember that now.
Okay, number two. Finish this iconic line from It's a Wonderful Life. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his...
wing.
Good job, Carly.
Good job, Carly.
Miles are falling behind. Number three, what's the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Probably, oh, wait a minute.
I have to think of all the Christmas
movies. Okay, let me think.
It's my favorite Christmas movie.
Is it Elf?
No.
Oh.
Did any of the Santa Claus?
No.
Christmas movies.
Is it like more than one movie?
Oh, Home Alone?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
love Home Alone.
I feel like I would be the one to leave my kid. Like, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Well, nice to admit that, Sarah.
Number four, what was the real name of the character Tim Allen plays in The Santa Claus?
I just watched this movie.
I wouldn't have known this one.
The real name? Like
his real name. When he's not Santa Claus.
Oh, I have no idea.
I know it's Scott, but I don't know the last name.
It is Scott.
I don't know the last
name. Calvin. Another Home Alone question. In Home Alone 2, what city does Kevin mistakenly get lost in?
Paris? Oh.
Did you say Paris?
Yeah, I don't know why I said Paris.
No, in the first one, they travel to Paris.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And they leave him at home.
Yeah, the second movie title is literally Lost in New York, though. Why did I not think about that? Anyway.
You were so confident until you said Paris.
Okay, moving on.
In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
What made him come to life?
Was it the hat?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm singing in my head.
Yeah, the Oatsville cat they found. Yeah, I'm not going to sing because I can't sing. But number seven, in the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what is given on the 10th day?
Okay, I can't sing all those days in my head. That's too many.
Just sing them out loud for us, Paul.
Oh, no, that is not. Number 10. 12. I don't know.
There's a leaping leopard in there somewhere.
It has leaping in it.
Leaping. Is it an animal?
No.
Well, he said leaping.
10. 10 lords a leaping.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, number eight. Jingle Bells was not always intended to be a Christmas song. Which holiday was it originally written for?
Jingle Bells. Probably like... Okay. It talks about riding in a one-horse open sleigh, though. What other song?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Was it like Thanksgiving?
It is Thanksgiving.
Good job, Miles.
Go, Miles. Oh, just a guess. Okay, those are all the questions.
Okay, so I have the next set of questions. Number nine is, what are the names of Santa's reindeer?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph.
Man, you got those fast.
Right off the top of the head.
Number 10, which real-life person is Santa Claus based on?
Kris Kringle or something like that?
Not quite, Miles.
St. Nicholas?
Yes, and well, it's St. Nicholas, the Christian bishop, so I would count that. Number 11, what did kids in Sweden leave for Santa?
Is it a food?
It could be. It's more of a drink.
Eggnog?
Like a milkshake?
No, it's not what you would think of. Like, we leave milk and cookies. It's not that.
Anymore. So it's not two things either?
No, it's just one.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't.
It's coffee.
Oh, that makes sense to keep Santa warm, I guess.
Yeah, different than us, but I guess it does make sense. Okay, number 12. In which country did the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree begin?
Where is it at, like in the world? Like what part of the
It's in
world?
Europe.
Is it Russia?
No, it's not.
Like Germany, maybe?
Germany, there you go. 13. Originally from Mexico, this red and green plant is used to decorate homes.
Poinsettias?
Yes.
Gotta know it from FFA.
14. In Britain, if you eat this for 12 days, it is said to bring good luck. I wouldn't have got this one right.
I have no idea.
I really don't even know what it is. Sarah, you have any guesses?
Cheese.
No, it's mince pie. So I don't.
What
I don't,
is mince pie?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Different. I mean, I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Okay, number 15. According to the folklore of Austria and other countries, what horn figure punishes naughty children at Christmas time?
Horns like the devil?
I guess. I'm not really sure.
I mean, I was going to guess reindeer, but those are antlers, not horns, so.
Yeah.
And they don't punish kids, so.
No, they're supposed to be, they're the ones who fly Santa's sleigh.
No idea.
Nobody knows?
I don't know.
Krampus. Do you know who that is? Never heard of him.
Nope. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, the last question on mine is, which U.S. state was the first to declare Christmas an official holiday? It's in the South.
Florida.
Close, but not quite.
Alabama.
There you go, Miles.
Is that your last question?
That's my last question.
Okay, so I guess we'll continue to mine now. Let's see. So number 17. Who wrote, Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more.
Is that a poem?
It's from a book. Like a children's book.
Do you have the book title?
No, but it's. I just like... Once you figure out... Seuss? Yeah, Dr. Seuss. I used to love Dr. Seuss books when I was a kid.
I did too. I liked all the places you'll go.
Oh, yes.
I liked One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Yes. Classic. That's a good one.
What Christmas-themed ballet premiered in St. Petersburg,
Russia?
The Nutcracker.
Yeah, The Nutcracker.
Yep. I'll jump the gun, but yeah, Nutcracker.
Well, when you think of ballet Christmas, you think of Nutcracker.
I feel like doing ballet would be so fun. I would have loved to have done that. Anyways, what Christmas activity became popular by the story of Hansel and Gretel? It's something you like bake.
Like Christmas cookies?
No. I mean, kind of, but no. Like more.
It's a type of bread?
Yeah, and a little bit. Like it
has gingerbread?
There's more to it than that.
Gingerbread cookies?
Yeah. Or gingerbread house.
Oh,
or houses.
So you're baking gingerbread to make a gingerbread house.
Which I don't remember that in Hansel and Gretel, but I haven't seen that in a long time either.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
If I've seen it, it's been a long time.
I feel like they used to scare me when I was a kid. I think it was scary for some reason to me. Anyways, because they were witches or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does the word Noel mean in Latin?
I don't think I know that.
Peace.
No.
Joy.
That's a good guess. That's also a good guess.
Happiness.
It's also a good guess. It's kind of weird. Like, it's not what you would expect. Well, actually, kind of, because think about, like, what Christmas is. Like what the celebration is for.
Birth?
Yeah, it means birth.
I didn't know that.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer started off as a marketing gimmick for what store? You're never going to know this. I mean, I don't even know.
So it's not a popular store?
No, I've never heard of this in my life.
I mean, I was going to say like Walmart or something, like a well-known one.
It's Montgomery Ward. I have no idea what that is, to be honest.
I don't know. That kind of sounds like a jail.
I wonder where that's even at.
I have no idea. Should have researched these. But what traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
A Christmas tree?
Yeah.
No. Another traditional Christmas plant.
Poinsettia?
No.
Is it like a flower?
It's like a vine, I think. No.
Garland?
No. Maybe it's not a vine. It hangs. People hang it.
Mistletoe.
Yeah. That's a vine, right? Kind of, I think. What country has the tradition of filling children's clogs with candy and treats on December 5th?
Clogs.
Like their shoes, I think.
Yeah. I feel like you wear them in Sweden or something.
Really close.
Oh.
It's like a Scandinavian country, like that, I think.
Well, geography has never been a strong suit.
Like Russia.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Yeah. I think it's near there, near Sweden.
Yeah, I think it is.
And the number 24, who invented Christmas lights in 1880? He's like the most famous inventor.
Thomas Edison.
Yeah. I wonder if, I don't know the date that light bulbs were invented. Is that like...
I don't even know the light bulb, so I was just...
Is that the same time, or is that like after, or is it like a different thing?
I feel like he probably created the light bulb and then went into doing little light bulbs like Christmas lights.
Okay, so that was our last trivia question that we have for you. And we do have a tally score that we have. So the winner is Sarah.
Yay, Sarah.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
It was really close, though. We were all like within a couple points of each other. I somehow had almost equally as many points. So yeah, that pretty much covers our trivia questions. Do you guys have anything you want to add about any of those? Some of them are pretty interesting.
So one of my favorite ones were the Home Alone ones.
Oh, yeah, man. Home Alone is definitely best. I didn't like Home Alone 2, Lost in New York as much.
Did y'all ever watch like one. The, I think it's like the fourth one where they do it with different people.
The third one, it's a different kid. And that one's where... he's stuck at home with the chicken pox. That one's actually really funny. And they come in the house. And I feel like that's the time where he puts stuff on the... I can't remember which one. But the best part is when he gets molasses and sticks them on the stairs. So every step you take, like socks and shoes and everything comes off.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
It may be the first one. I have no idea.
I don't even know. But yeah, so what are some of your other favorite Christmas movies?
I love Hallmark movies. I know most guys don't, Moss.
I do, actually. Well, I don't know. I dabble in Hallmark movies, I guess.
I like all the ones with Candace Cameron. My favorite one's probably Switched for Christmas or Switched at Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, there's so many good ones, and I don't remember the names of them, but I just know I watch them all the time. And my sister's like, I don't even know how you watch those. They're the same ending. I'm like, but it's the middle. The middle is what's so good.
Honestly, though, yeah.
My dad's always like, they either... go off and come back and get back with their high school sweetheart, or they've gone off to a big city and decide they want the hometown again. I'm like, just stop.
And the good ones are like when they go to whole other countries and marry this prince and become the princess or the queen or whatever.
The fancy ones.
Yes.
I love cartoon Christmas movies, like the Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph movies. Those are so cute. I always used to watch them in elementary school. Oh, Polar Express. Do you guys like that movie? Do you think it's creepy?
It's a good one. I like Polar Express.
When I was little, I actually went on the Polar Express, and they made us dress up in pajamas. I don't know if they still do it. It was in Indiana, and they pretended like you were on the Polar Express. And
was it like an actual moving train or just yes, like...
No, it was an actual train.
I'm pretty sure they still do that.
That's so fun. Is it like in the snow?
No, and they gave us a fake ticket and really did it like they did on the Polar Express.
That's so cute.
Another movie we watch all the time is The Grinch. And the one, I don't even remember who the name is, but like the second one, like with all the real life characters, that one's our favorite. But we've obviously seen the first short little one and the new animated one. Like, we've watched them all.
This is so traumatic. When I was in second grade, my teacher had a life-size robotic Grinch that she put by the door that every time kids walked in, it like jumped. That was so scary. That made me terrified.
Were you traumatized, Mo?
Yes. Second grade me was so scared because of that.
Yeah, that would probably scare me too, because I love the Grinch, but like just thinking about one jumping at me when I walk in the door, there's no way.
I mean, in hindsight, it was funny, but not at the time. Also, why are the Christmas movies so like?
I mean, if you need a good laugh, the Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is always a good one.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Shelby does not like that one. So anytime it's on TV, Dad will turn it on just to make fun of Shelby because she doesn't like it at all.
Do you guys have any like holiday traditions?
Every Christmas morning, we all wake up and my dad makes a huge breakfast and we get our Santa presents before breakfast, but we can't get the presents from them until after breakfast. And they always make us wait. And on Christmas Eve, we open up an ornament. We get a new one every year. And Mom's goal was that we would have a tree to fill up once we go off to college so we could have our own tree. What about you, Harley?
That's so sweet.
Christmas Eve, we always go over to my granny's house and Mom and I cook before, and then like my uncle and aunt and cousins come over and we always eat before we do presents there. And then now a new one that we do is we go to my mammy's house and we do like Christmas Eve supper, and then but there we always have to open presents before because my little cousins, they just can't wait enough to open their presents, and then we eat afterwards. And now a new tradition that we've done in the past couple of years is Christmas morning, Mom will get up and fix a breakfast, and we'll, like Sarah said, you get like your first few presents, but it's just our Santa presents, and then do our stockings, and then after breakfast is over, we'll more than likely watch a Christmas movie, and then we'll open presents, and then that night we go to my mom's and have a big Christmas there. So it's busy on those 2 days.
Do y'all ever have gingerbread house contests?
No.
I did one time.
I was going to say, we try to do it, but every time we fail miserably, they just fall apart.
I lose every time. I can't ever get the, like, them to stick together.
Like, you'd think with me dealing with icing all the time, I'd be able to stick it together, but that, it just doesn't work. They're you so need, hard. Like, some glue or something, not awesome. That icing.
And then you can't eat it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, are there any particular, like, Christmas treats that you guys like? No, you're a baker, Carly, so you probably have some things that you like to make.
I mean, one thing that we always do for Christmas is like make candies. So fudge and Buckeyes, which we always have fun doing Buckeyes because Shelby, Dad, and I will roll them out, and then you have to stick them in the freezer and get them all chilled. And then we dip them in chocolate, and Shelby and I always have so much fun doing that because occasionally you'll drop one in there and you have to go fish it out with like a fork or something, and it's just covered in chocolate. So that's probably one of the funnest things of candies we make.
I'm not a good baker, but I love making cookies. It's just so fun. Like, I'm not particularly good at it, and they don't usually taste good. I just love using cookie cutters and making them different shapes.
I heard you can make some good cake pops.
I can make good cake pops.
Those were really good cake pops. Thank you. Today. Were they red velvet?
Yeah. I use red velvet cake, and then I dip them in almond bark, like white chocolate almond bark, as like the stuff, and then I use sprinkles, obviously, and they're so cute.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And you even took the time to individually wrap them.
I did. I was impressed. I was dedicated. I forgot until I got off work last night that I had to still do these for today, so I had to go to Kroger, then go home and make them until like 11 o'clock when I had a final this morning. But you know. Oh yeah, how are y'all's finals weeks going so far?
So far they're going good. I still have two more to take, but I took one today and she already has it in the grade book actually.
That's nice.
College-wise, I have two to take this week, and then I don't know about high school. I don't know if we're doing finals or not, but to be completely honest, I only have two like in-person classes, so I don't know if we're doing finals or not.
Yeah, well, I think mine's going good too. I'm definitely glad when it's over. So with all the things that we've kind of talked about today, we've jumped around a lot, but I think we can all agree that we've had a pretty good time. And obviously we got to leave you with an important message that us three as your hosts today at the Drug Free Communities Chatter for Change podcast, we're really all about being drug, alcohol, tobacco free. And we're just here to prove through this podcast and through our actions on a daily basis that we're able to have so much fun while still being substance free. And we encourage you all that are listening to take this time to make sure that your holiday season is as fun as possible, but doesn't use any substances, because that's how you're going to stay safe.